Access denied. Access denied. Access denied. Access granted.
Nah, it's cool. I hear you telling me you love me, but that's something like I never felt or never been a part of. Like, what is love anyway, for real? Hold that thought. My girl called me. Hello? Keep talking. I'm listening to both of you. Hello? Alright, I'll be there. Alright, I love you too. Alright. Yeah. Like, calling me toxic, like, nah, I wanna say that. That's some corny internet slang. Like, this is really in my genes, for real. Like, this is how I grew up. And, like, if you looking for somebody to be there at night, I'm probably gonna be the guy for you. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you really not with it, you could just tell your best friend. Or you could find somebody that'll be with it. I ain't trying to waste your time. But if you want to waste your time, we could waste it together. But I got a flight to catch.
I know you really got my back. Got into a shootout, but it's cool. Shot girls my back. Talking about let me hold some. When you feeling, let me hold some. But I don't need nothing. Nigga, you can have my hoe before I let you bring some. You niggas acting out. Give lil' bro the pole, he'll leave some. I done seen him bounce out and try to cream some. Man, I'm trying to teach my kids they don't need nothing. But the way they daddy spin, they gon' need some. Do you love me, baby? I know you love me, baby. Yeah, I cheated on you, can you trust me, baby? Have two kids with me, now you stuck with me, baby. Do you love me, baby? I know you love me, baby. Yeah, I cheated on you, can you trust me, baby? Have two kids with me, now you stuck with me, baby. Hey, hey, you already know, I'm the player type. Crazy shit I seen growing up, showing love my life. Pretty thugs, trying to figure out some better time. Only in the streets, we trying to get a strike. Now why you take that strike? Nigga, he had to take that strike. Keep playing with that K, you finna get life.
I know you really got my back. Got into a shootout, but it's cool. Shot girls my back. Talking about let me hold some. When you finna let me hold some. But I don't mean nothing. Nigga, you can have my hoe before I let you breathe some. You niggas acting out.
Tacos, until I see the rewards. Money make a bitch wanna slob. Make a movie, tell them record. Diamond shine, you can tell I'm on my job. Yeah. All the real ones in the building say yeah. Uh oh. Hey.
Talk to him.
Hey. 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 Uh oh.
I be tweaking, but I got my reasons. Money on your head, it won't stop you.
Money on your head. Do they shit up where you wrong?
Let's go.
Cause told me in the mail, miss me like I don't miss them. Me and you been beeping lately. Me and you been beeping lately, get it out your. I won't let these interfere the process. Hey, gang, hold weight like I've been pressed. One text, three words, and the address.
Turn it up, get explicit. I swear your head game is vicious. Get I been burnt them bridges. Stack the money up, stack it up, look. Stingy with the poop, when you know I been hit. Tell it done changed, brand new Ricks. Brand new Glock with a brand new stick. Come on,
sometimes I be tweaking, but I got my reasons. Money on your head, it won't stop you from
money on your head. Yo, throw that shit up where you wrong. Cause told me a little man will miss me like I don't miss them. No, I'd rather get some money, ain't no time to diss them. Me and you been beeping lately, get it out your system. Me and you been beeping lately, get it out your room.
Already know the deal, you know the vibe. If you did not know by the intro, please let me be the first to let you know this is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P. I am, of course, your highly favored, your host, your postest with the absolute mostest, fam. And if you did not hear in the intro, please let my baby girl introduce me one more time. I am yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. First off, I want to start by saying welcome to all my first and last time listeners. This is episode 144. Damn, 144. This shit we'll be doing all the time, man. Usually how I start this thing, Uncle starts it by telling you what's going on with him, what's going on with myself, and what's been going on in my week, man. What's been going on in my neck of the woods, if I'm up, if I'm down, if I'm happy, if I'm sad, I talk about it, and then I get to the shits, man. I get to everything that y'all been talking about all week, everything that's been going on in news, entertainment, sports, music, and pretty much everything that's been going up and down your timeline. Your uncle is going to talk about it. Before I get into that, man, how the fuck is y'all doing, man? Your uncle is doing pretty okay, man. I'm doing pretty okay, man. It's been just a long weekend, man. I've been working all week. Been back and forth all around the motherfucking country, man. And your uncle's still sick, man. I know last week I told you guys I was going to try and come in here a little bit more stronger for y'all. Voice is still a little bit fucked up. So excuse me if I run out of breath. But your uncle is here. I'm in the building. And before I get into the shits, man, I just want to start with a topic that is definitely a reoccurring topic, especially on this podcast, especially with your uncle being who your uncle is. For those of you who do not know, your uncle is a lover, man. Your uncle loves to love. Your uncle has been through ups and downs, heartbreaks, and mad relationships that have been toxic, that have been, you know, spiritually uplifting. I've been through it, motherfucking all, man. And one of our first topics this week just has to do with kind of how I'm feeling, man. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. You never know who is loyal until they are not. And sometimes some people can be loyal up into a fault. People can be so loyal and love you so much that they can fuck around and be the one person. The one thing this person wants to do in his life is to make you happy and lift you up and show you how much you mean to them, how much you care. But they can also stab you in the motherfucking back, man. Yes, I'm gonna start the podcast off just like this, man, with our favorite couple we love to come here and talk about. We talk about this couple so many motherfucking times throughout just pod history, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about King and Queen Toxic themselves. I am talking about Blueface Baby and Krishan Rock, man. I don't even know how to start this motherfucker, but let's set the mood real quick, man.
Mm-hmm. I got issues, just loot. What that cost? Who cares? I'ma fuck the whole bag off, bands up, and one. Know how sauce? All facts, bitch, I took the cap like off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something told me I didn't choose this lifestyle, it just chose me. Yeah, something told me.
Face, baby, I ain't choose her, she chose me. If you take it all at one time, you gon' OD. Baby, call me baby boy, she said I had like Jody. Lately, I've been hitting these new bitches with the old me. Cold summers, I've been dodging hot girls with the cold shoulders. I could bring May back in the middle of October. Player, I'm hitting bitches and they friends. Player, I ain't choose this lifestyle, bitch, it chose me. Player, same bitches say fuck me. Player, big house on the hill where it's sunny. I ain't tripping off that shade room post, I get money. Niggas in the comments acting like it's funny.
Oh man, it was acting like it was funny till it was true, man. Blueface Baby is back in headlines because him and his toxic queen, Krishan Rock, done got into a motherfucking fight, man. I gotta see the video, man. It's a lot. So basically, the video we're watching right now is Blueface and Krishan Rock having a physical altercation on Hollywood Boulevard, man. TMZ everywhere if you know this area. Pulling at his shirt.
What? I know, bro. You all right, dude? Mm. Bro, that's mean, not right. Good, bro. Damn, dude.
Oh, shit.
Bro.
Let me go.
Damn, bro. Damn. Welcome to Hollywood. Just take it. Oh, shit. That was bad. Bro, that was bad.
Oh, see, now I'm over here just enthralled in the toxicness and not even letting you guys know what is going on. Basically, onlookers started to record Blueface and Krishan Rock getting into some scuffle. Basically, it just looks like Blueface is trying to walk away from Krishan. She keeps grabbing on him, like, no, stop it. Come here. They eventually, you know, Krishan throws a nice little haymaker. Looks like it contacts him right there in the eye. They tussle, wrestle, fall to the ground. Blueface ends up on top. Looks like he takes off the necklace he got her, the iced out Krishan Rock necklace he got her a couple weeks ago. She's like, stop. Give me back my phone. All this. He actually says, if you can hear in the video, here, take your phone back. Basically looking like it's definitely like a couple's dispute. And more onlookers are joining as it gets worse. More blows exchanged.
Dude. Damn.
She's going haymakers.
Yo, you guys just dropped the phone? You just dropped the phone?
They dropped Krishan's phone. Blueface pushes the phone out the way.
Yo, why are you hitting that man? Yo, he's not doing nothing to you. Why are you hitting that man?
You see Krishan trying to go for the heavyweight title. Onlookers pushing her away from Blueface, saying, yo, leave that man alone. Krishan, listen, man, they don't know Krishan, man. Krishan is like a linebacker, damn near. She will
just
come, she
do
will
a little
come through
IRL
all
here,
that. She not playing.
I just walked out the house, dog.
Looks like it's getting worse. People are trying to stay in between and. Look like it's getting worse, man.
DJ Vibe LA.
All right, your shout out right now?
At DJ Vibes LA.
Yeah, all right.
Man, trying to.
This has been crazy as hell, man. Off.
Looks like the Uber Black picked him up.
For 2 years over here.
But yeah, man, it was just all bad. And this news just hit the timeline. And I'm like sitting here like, oh shit, just another one of Blueface's and Krishan Rock's. Just another one of their toxic love quarrels being shown across social media. Because literally, like a week ago, I just seen them out with DDG and his R&B singer, Holly Bailey. They went on a little bowling date. Everything was looking nice and cool, and they was looking so much in love. But then I come on social media and I see them fucking fighting like they just signed up for celebrity boxing, man. And I couldn't help but think, like, what the fuck happened? But then Blueface decided to take to his Instagram to get his side of the story. Because granted, when I was watching this, I said, Blueface, no, you didn't put your hands on this young lady. You didn't do that, Blueface. But I kind of got an answer. Blueface basically, being the gentleman he is, being the player he is, he said, you know what? This is my girl. We just had a physical altercation. People had cameras out. I don't want to go to jail. I don't need this girl to go to jail. She is, in fact, my girl, but she is also still an artist. We still make money together. So let me do the responsible thing and get her back to the crib. We can deal with this in the morning. We can, you know, try and squash out some of what backlash is going to come back. And he pulled out his phone to try and help us get a little bit more clarity on what went down and why.
Baby D, the heavyweight champ of the world. Don't laugh now, it's funny. What's funny?
I'm not laughing.
Yes, she is.
I'm not laughing,
recording. She done hit me in my shit. You got a nice little shiner. Because you're not saying nothing. That's the only way I can get you to talk. I can see she's fine.
She's laying it. She's laying in his bed. It's crib, blue bed.
What you need? To leave me the fuck alone. Fuck it, 100,000. You viral now, cuz. Come on. So we're here with Baby D.
And he offers her 100 racks to basically leave him alone. And he continues.
Don't laugh.
What?
You gonna beat me up in public and shit, so what's up?
I beat you up.
What will it take?
She did beat him.
For us to end this nice and pleasant.
Not pleasant.
Yeah. 100,000 is pretty pleasant.
It's not gonna do anything.
Yes, it is. You're gonna be set up. You're gonna get you. You feel me? Huh? What you want? Hmm?
Nothing.
So you're just going to leave on your own recognizance? What are we going to do, cuz? You want a title fight? You want to shout out the title, cuz? Like, you want to...
What?
You want to beat me up in public and shit, so what's up?
I beat you up.
What will it take? You want to box with me or something? Like, what are we doing?
I just want to wake up tomorrow.
And then what?
Why are you taking it as a joke? It's not funny.
Nobody's laughing. You're going to wake up tomorrow and then what? What? Wake up tomorrow and then what?
I'm not taking your money.
So what you going to do?
I'm not weak.
You're not what? You know what? Hmm?
He proceeds to snatch the covers off Shorty.
Rocky Balboa. Rock, rock. You in the box with me or something? Like, what are we doing? We got Rocky Balboa in this motherfucker, cuz. Look at her. Just a fighting motherfucker. All your life you had to fight, huh?
He stopped being.
He loves Harpo, but you killed him dead before you let him beat you. Hmm? Okay. Hey, y'all shut the fuck up. Y'all don't know this whore.
Now, when he started with this, I was a little confused. But I decided to listen because, I mean, just in my eyes, like, Blueface has been just, he's had a pretty crazy career. Coming from the streets of L.A., being a Crip, once working as a janitor to then blowing up with his own style, his own swag, and then basically not really giving a fuck, just living his life how he lives his life and basically outwardly showing another female affection, especially if you listen to Blueface and just know the type of personality Blueface has. Like, Blueface, I would never expect him to just outwardly love a girl. And it genuinely, through all the toxic bullshit behind all the, you know, drama of just the toxic shit that be going on, because, you know, that's just, it's just, toxic is played out, bro. Toxic is so played out. Like, just because y'all in the media and in music have just overused the word toxic, y'all really don't know what toxic is. This is toxic. You know why this is so toxic? Because even though Blueface is saying all this shit, I guarantee you, that man still love her. There's a part of him that still love her. And I'm speaking as the toxic king. This name calling, this hurt, this whatever he going through, he still love that girl.
Look at
and him. It's sad because she going to tell you, he going to tell you exactly why he's doing this.
All your life you had to fight, huh?
He stopped being.
He loves Harpo, but you killed him dead before you let him beat you. Hmm? Okay. Hey, y'all shut the fuck up. Y'all don't know this whore. Y'all don't know her. Quit. I barely know her.
Can you stop
on
that?
And went through her damn phone. It's ugly. She fucking CEO at the damn jailhouse.
Why are you lying?
And they come bail her out.
Can you stop?
She's sending the CEO to hotel. Mr. We got Rocky Balboa too, yep. And he got a wife, and she probably gonna see this. Mr. Hughes, yep. Back at the jailhouse in New Orleans. Like, what type of bitch? Like, what? You fucking with the CEO, cuz? You was in jail for 48 hours. What I wanna know is, for real, how you gotta bail the bitch out and she fucking the CEO? Like, cuz couldn't give you a get out of jail free card?
Why are you saying like, he fucked me? Like, why you have to say that?
He didn't fuck you?
No.
So how you know what hotel you was staying at?
He didn't even know what hotel.
He was waiting outside your hotel. He called you. You said you enjoyed his company.
Mm.
In person?
Yeah. You said I was just observing you and blushing.
Oh, my God.
Too, yep. And he got... What the fuck was this happening at?
Babe, why are you lying to all this?
Because they think you just the real solid bitch. They don't know you really a whore, just...
I'm not a whore.
A whore with tattoos. Like, what type of shit is that?
I'm not a whore.
It's crazy, cuz. I got to bail you out and you... Then we got this nigga named Badass. Picked the bitch up from her little apartment, wherever. Picked her up.
Are you talking to
dropped her off. They did Lord knows what. I don't fucking know.
Why are you acting like that?
Who else we got? We got Terry sending him his whole fucking dick. Whole video, this nigga's dick. Then we got Jarvis while she was out on tour with Baddies. What the fuck was this happening at?
So, that's pretty much all the info we got from Blueface and just fam. I feel him. And this goes back to my point about the loyalty. Like, I've been in situations, and I can only speak on my situation. I don't even want to really speak on their situation too much. It's just, I've been in a position where I have put myself on a back burner. I put my family on a back burner. I put everything on a back burner for someone I said I loved, I cared about. I wanted to take care of all this stuff. And they go behind your back and they do some foul shit. They play you like a fool. They playing you. They playing you like a new PS5. They playing the fuck out you. And then you find out. And it's not even like, it's just like, it's not even like that you're mad at them. It's like you're so disappointed in them and yourself. In that situation, I can even tell Blueface just looking around just like, damn, bro, how did I not even see between this bullshit? Like, and granted, there was a lot of things thrown in Blueface, in Blueface's face that he, that would cause you to believe, like, this girl is faithful, this girl is a real-ass, down-ass, writer-ass bitch. Because from my perspective, and that's why perspective is everything in this world, from my perspective, Krishan Rock was the realest, trillest, most down, ride or die chick that you could ever meet. For God's sakes, this girl has 80 tattoos of this man, Blueface. She has his full face tatted on her neck. She has tattoo on her face of his name. Tattoo on her wrist, tattoo on her arm, tattoo on her fucking pussy that says Jonathan's pussy. All this, you would think a female tattoos your name. I've had females tattoo their name, well, my name on them. And I'm sitting here thinking like, nah, this she a down ass bitch, she a rider, she always gonna be here for me. And I've been proved fucking wrong. Same way Blueface is getting proved wrong. That you can fake loyalty. You can fake a lot of things. But there's one thing I can tell that was real in this whole situation just because of how Blueface is reacting. He really loved that girl. And I honestly feel like he will always love this girl. I don't even know if this is the end of Blueshawn Rock. I don't know. I hope it's not. But from what it's looking like, these things are hard to ignore. This is why sometimes when you're so hurt, because I can tell Blueface is hurt, you resort to the most childish of things, like name calling. He called this girl a whore to her face. The girl he claimed to love. The girl who he put out his own family over, the girl he really thought was his ride or die. Yo, I don't care what I do, I don't care what happens, this girl's always gonna be there. When if I go to jail, if I get shot, anything happens to me, this girl's gonna be right by my side immediately because she loves me. I don't care if she knows I cheat on her, I'm honest with her, I tell her. She knows I've been living this lifestyle. She accepts it. She accepts me. And then in return, she's lying to me about what she's doing. That hurts. So, yeah. Fake loyalty, man. Fake loyalty is a very real thing. It's hard to recognize. But once you recognize, man, you realize it's toxic shit, ain't ain't it, man? It's not real love. You can't base a relationship off being toxic and, you know, lying, and it's just not healthy. It's not a way to live. But I'm praying for Blueface. I'm also praying for Krishan Rock, because also now, because this is videotaped now, because it's in the public eye, Blueface is, I believe he's now being investigated. He's being investigated by the LAPD in the fight with his ex, Krishan Rock. It's saying Los Angeles Police Department is reportedly investigating Blueface's recent fight with his girlfriend, Krishan Rock, after a criminal report was filed regarding the incident. A scuffle went down early Tuesday morning on the sidewalk in Hollywood, California, soon after a video circulated on social media. Hours after, Blueface shared a video of himself. He even offers Krishan Rock $100,000 to leave him alone. But yeah. So, this is just a bad situation. Got worse. Praying for Blueface. I also seen another report saying he's being sued for assault and battery at a hookah lounge. This is charges from way back, but Blueface, man, I feel like he's been trying to stay out of legal trouble for the longest, and unfortunately, more drama is coming his way. But damn. Pray for Blueface, man. Pray for Blue, man. Let's get out of here with this shit, Blue.
Niggas take time hard. They giving out a lot more time to the hardcore. Freedom boys, level 4.
I got issues, just Blue. What that cost? Who cares? I'ma fuck the whole bag. All bands up. And one. Know how sus. All facts, bitch. I take the cap like off. Yeah. Something told me I didn't choose this lifestyle. It just chose me. Yeah. Something told me I didn't choose this lifestyle, it just chose me.
We in Utah with the jazz. Blueface and Blast. Baby, is you coming? This could be your only chance. Better wake your game up before you fuck your name up. Pussy in privacy. Lie to your nigga, bitch. You ain't gotta lie to me. Last time I lost my bitch playing hide and seek. Took too long to find her. The bitch ended up finding me.
No kizzy. You know what I'm saying? In other news, man, Kanye is not fucking having it. He is not a fan of his own Yeezy Day. Now, Kanye is speaking his mind about this situation. Yeezy brand has been dominating, but Adidas basically said, yo, they were celebrating Kanye and the Yeezy brand by celebrating Yeezy Day by re-releasing a whole plethora of iconic Yeezy sneakers. In a recent message posted by Sneaker News, it was revealed that Kanye doesn't even approve of Yeezy Day, and that Adidas is conducting business behind his back. Kanye also went to say that the brand halted his shoes with Balenciagas, and that Adidas has also been poaching employees from Yeezy imprint without prior approval. Needless to say, Kanye is upset and he is looking for God to handle the situation per Yeezy. Now, he basically, there's a text message that he put out and basically said, Adidas made up of the Yeezy Day idea without my approval, then went and brought back order styles without any of my approval, picked colors and named them without my approval, went and hired people that worked for me without my approval, stole my colorways without my approval, stole my styles and my material approaches without my approval, went and hired the GM of Yeezy without my approval, took talent on the production side and sprinkled them throughout Adidas Originals without my approval, even though they did a Balenciaga collaboration and they completely slowed down production of the shoes. Me and Dema developed for Gap by trying to bully Gap, even though my contract states I can do casual shoes, which I was doing when I did fashion shows, when I originally ordered Adidas to make more Yeezy slides. The GM Excuse me. The GM lied to my face and said they didn't have the capacity. Meanwhile, Adidas was copying my slides and making their own version of the Yeezy slide. Yeezy is 68% of Adidas line sales. God, step in. Yeah, that's fucking nuts, bro. Just think about it, bro. You came up with all these ideas. These are your brainchild. You literally thought these up, designed them, went through the painstaking process of finding the materials, looking at different colors, seeing which colors mesh best and which ones you like, because you are indeed the creative mastermind behind this shit. And the corporation you partner with that's supposed to be your partner, your, you know what I'm saying? We're pushing this together. We're trying to make your, I'm here to be a part of your brand. I bring y'all the biggest revenue stream y'all have ever seen in probably the history of the company. And you go behind my back, you take my employees, you take my designs, you take my colorways. You're just taking everything, my essence of Yeezy, and you're just doing whatever you want with it just because I'm in business with you. That's like saying, yo, me and my homie own a car lot and half of his family needs cars. Does that mean you can take 68% of our cars off the car lot and just give it to your family because we're in business together? No, it's not how it works. Like, I would need approval of that because we're indeed business partners. So it's just sad to see. I mean, honestly, bro, it's what happens with all anything good, bro. Anything good, people are going to copy. It goes the same in music. It goes the same in fashion. And it pretty much goes the same for anything in life. If something is good and something is just nice, they'll copy it. You see knockoff Uggs. You see knockoff Jordans, you see knockoff Nikes, you see knockoff Crocs in every single department store in the world. Yes, if something is good, people are going to copy it. It's a sad truth, especially when it's by the company that you're partnered with. They're literally undermining you. They're literally trying to cut your profits in half. What can you do, man? You're fighting corporations, man. You're fighting invisible giants that a lot of us don't know about. So pray for Kanye and his battle with Yeezy, man. He's been going through a lot. And just speaking of Yeezy and speaking of shit that's been going on for the last couple of weeks, last couple of months, man, it's being reported that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have broken up. In recent weeks, there have been speculative reports about the status of their relationship, considering they have not been public as they once were, to try and rub it into Kanye's face and shit like that. But People Magazine claimed their insider source confirmed that the couple broke up this week after 9 months of dating. However, neither Kardashian nor Davidson has yet to address the gossip surrounding them. Ooh, murmurs about them dating basically began following her appearance on Saturday Night Live. And even the pair stuck together after Kanye unleashed, you know, his wrath on Pete Davidson. But for why? Why'd you do all this, Kim? Pete, why all this? All this. Kanye and Kid Cudi will never be the same. Kid Cudi and Mike Dean will never be the same. There's just so much shit in that whole camp that will never be the same because Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian, and it just seems like the whole Kardashian clan just turned against Kanye. It's like, this is the father of your child, your children. Y'all are family, and it just had to get so nasty. Multiple divorce lawyers, Kanye dating a woman that looks like similar to Kim, and that whole shit. Who was that girl before Kanye was dating? That girl who was a fan of Kim Kardashian, and she just was about to Julia Fox. Like, what the fuck even happened to her, fam? Like, that was a whole thing, and then it was just it's so much unnecessary drama between the whole Kanye Kim P shit that I'm exhausted. But just me, I'm just sitting here like, bro, Kim, for why? What was this all for? Like, what did you gain? Like, did you just want to like present yourself? In my opinion, I think she wanted to present herself as a white woman, so she decided to date the quintessential white boy, and that was Pete Davidson, the fucking stoner white boy. But yeah, then she just wanted to change her image from angry Kanye, angry black man, to chill, mellow white guy. Like, I think that's what she was really trying to do. In other news, man, in more important news, more sadder news, Brittany Griner has been found guilty and unfortunately has gotten a 9-year sentence. Good news, the United States is already working on negotiating her release, but she has been found guilty of drug possession and smuggling charges in Russia, according to ESPN. This news comes after a 6-month saga, which she has been detained in a foreign country. Earlier today, prosecutors recommended a sentence of 9.5 years, but the judge decided to give her an even 9. As it stands, the United States government is working with Russia on a prisoner swap, and hopefully this will bring her home. But for now, negotiations are going well, although the official deal has not been reached. But 9 years is fucking crazy. I'm seeing a whole bunch of comparisons from other people who got caught for drug offenses, other people who have just, you know, had similar offenses, but it's just not fair, bro. It's just not fair, plain and simple. She shouldn't be there. It just sucks that she has to be a pawn in between governments at this point, just because these governments are not seeing eye to eye at this point. So they're playing hardball, man. It sucks, because if you look in the whole scope of things, it's like we're all being used as pawns, and this is, you're being a civilian, being used, a civilian, an NBA star, an activist in her community, a leader in her whole, in her, just her being a black African-American woman, a gay woman, NBA, WNBA star. Like, she represents a lot of communities, and it's just sad to see this person be used as a pawn in such a bigger play. It's sad. It's sad, because at the end of the day, we're all humans. No one should be used and jailed for 9 years over a drug that is being used worldwide and being sold and being taxed. Like, it's crazy. But free Brittany Griner, the fast way. What else do we have? Good news in the court system. Breonna Taylor, the young woman who was unfortunately killed in a police raid that was not even for the house that she was sleeping in. They're finally bringing charges. Charges are now being filed. Her family was notified that the charges are being filed. And it's just great, because for that whole summer, we protested, we posted, we did everything, man, and it feels good to say that those prayers, those thoughts, those chants, those marches were not in vain, and something is actually being done about the injustice that we've been going through for the last couple of years. So rest in peace, Breonna Taylor, and shout out the people who just never gave up hope. Another good news, man. Lil TJ appears to be out of the hospital. It looks like he's doing a whole lot better. We're starting to see screenshots. One of Lil TJ's homies posted a little selfie of them on FaceTime. He looks like he's smiling and good spirits. He's looking good, man. I was just talking to the homie about Lil TJ the other day. Like, for him to be so close to Pop Smoke, and just being one of the up-and-coming, just Bronx rappers that just put on the map for Bronx drill, New York drill. For him to still be here to unfortunately go through the passing of Pop Smoke and to take 7 shots to his torso, to still be here smiling in good spirits is nothing short of a blessing and a motherfucking miracle. Thank God little TJ is okay. He is back to somewhat normal quality. His friend said he's about 95% back to his normal self. So this is good news to hear. Just can't wait to really hear from TJ and just hear from him, man. Whatever we get from TJ, I'm happy, man. I'm just glad he's still here. Since I was on Couples, I know I'm going through these topics real fast, but my throat is killing me, man. I'm sorry. Naomi Osaka, basically, she is dating YBN Cordae, and you know, one of my favorite couples because they do represent black love. Yeah, word came on the internet they broke up, and I was like, damn, not another one, man. I'm already losing, Blue Sean Rock, and I don't want to lose Cordae Osaka, man. I don't want to lose them. I love that couple, but yeah, they're good. Cause Naomi basically came back on Twitter and said, "Damn, we was looking at y'all on Twitter. Like, what the fuck is they talking about? We broke up. You ain't telling me we broke up. We broke up. You tell me we broke up. Cause I swear we didn't break up." It's basically what happened. But they're doing good. They're doing good. What else is going on? Donald Glover responds to people saying Atlanta is only for white people. He responded and said, "To be real, if you're online, everybody's gonna have an agenda on some level." He said in an event according to Deadline, "It would be silly to say that sometimes what people say doesn't affect you, because especially being black, I feel like a lot of black criticism bothers me only because people say what people say doesn't affect you because you, especially being black, I feel like a lot of black criticism bothers me only because it sounds like it's from black people who don't really know what we've been through." He continued, "I don't think they give a lot of credit to what we've gone through. So be like, oh, these black people hate black people, or these black people hate black women. I'm such a small view of who we are. I feel like it might even be because of what we've been through that you look at us the way that you look at us. To say it's only for white people, it's like we're cutting ourselves down, which is kind of whack to me." Glover added, transphobia. I mean, the show isn't that good, bro. It started amazing. It started really dope. It started off showing the real essence of Atlanta. I have not watched it in about a season. I've seen like the first episode of I think it was the third season. And those episodes weren't really entertaining to me. They said that the fourth season's coming out soon, the final season, and I just hope to experience it. Hopefully the show goes off with a bang, and we just get some good television, man. Cause I love Donald Glover. I root for almost anything he does, especially him being from Stone Mountain where I grew up. I love Donald Glover, man. In other news, man, some weird shit, man. Tim Westwood, legendary UK radio host, is officially under police investigation for sexual misconduct. It says police are now investigating allegations against Tim Westwood, including one claim of misconduct going back 40 years. Now, after stepping down from his role at Capital Extra earlier this year for sexual misconduct allegations, the Metropolitan Police confirmed to The Guardian that they've launched a probe into 4 reports of sexual misconduct offenses. They go back to 1982, 1985, 2010, and 2016. Detectives met Texas from the Met Central Specialist Crime, continue to investigate 4 allegations of non-recent sexual offenses. There have been no arrests. 10 shared social stories misconduct. He denied all allegations. But it says in July they confirmed they received at least 6 complaints regarding unprofessional behavior such as bullying and sexual misconduct. So gonna keep an eye out on that bugger right there. I don't know about him. Some other news, man, and some music, man. Megan Thee Stallion. I'ma just say it, man. Megan's fell the fuck off, bro. She's fell off, bro. She's saying her label is doing her dirty. They leaking her music. Bro, I ain't hear no leaked music. And I don't want to hear no leaked music. Because I'ma just say it, bro. I think your career is over with. I'm sorry, bro. I think she's a fucking liar. I think she's a liar. I think Tory really didn't shoot you. I think you thought this sympathy play was going to win you into the hearts of the masses. And it didn't. It's over. It's fucking over for Megan the fucking Stallion, bro. In other news, NBA Youngboy allegedly uses fake urine for drug tests and tests positive for THC, which is a little fucking silly because, fam, everybody knows. The real smokers know what you use to pass a drug test, bro. You don't use that fake piss, bro. Shit don't work, bro. It don't. Somebody tell this thing to get some Certo, bro. Because, bro, what are you doing? Fake piss? Come on, nigga. Frank Ocean releases Homer gold and diamond cock rings. Okay. Next topic. Doja Cat shaves off. Bro, what's up with these niggas? Bro, these niggas are fucking weird, bro. Niggas have nothing better to do with stupid shit. Like, Doja Cat shaved her eyebrows off on Instagram Live, bro. That's what these artists are doing to sell records, bro. Shit is so whack. Makes me not want to talk about hip-hop, bro. But in other news, Neo just recently dropped a new album, but he's in headlines for something completely worse. Neo's wife files for divorce and claims he had a woman with another child, is saying Crystal Renee, his wife. She posted a video of herself listening to FNF Let's Go by my favorite artist, Glorilla, and claiming Neo wasn't faithful, saying Neo said we will work through our challenges. And she's saying, I'm fuck nigga free. It's over with, man. Yeah, man. Renee is saying that her marriage was irretrievably broken with no hope of reconciliation. The couple have 3 kids together, which she's saying she's been taken care of by herself. And yeah. We're praying for you, Neo, man. Stop cheating, man. Because black men don't cheat. Neo must be Asian or something, because black men don't cheat. I don't even know what else shit we got, man. Young Nudie reveals he has an 11-track song tracklist for EA Monster mixtape that's coming out soon. I'm still waiting on The Game to drop his album. What other music do we have? I really don't think we have anything else. Let me see what else they got here. See if we got some new news. Jeanette McCurdy is saying Nickelodeon offered her $300,000 for hush money to not discuss her experiences behind the scenes with a man she refers to as the creator. What the fuck? Jesus. Jeanette McCurdy, who was known as Sam on iCarly and who was known as Sam and Kat on the show Sam and Kat, makes claims in her upcoming memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died. What the fuck? She writes, creators abuse. This network and shows made for children. Why shouldn't they have some sort of moral compass? They tried to report some sort of ethical standard. My experience, McCurdy recalls the creator providing her with alcohol when she was still 18 and placing a hand on my knee at an uncomfortable dinner. And she also says she was pictured in a bikini at a wardrobe fitting. Oh my God, Jesus. They're saying the shows were created by Dan Schneider. They're saying Schneider and Nickelodeon parted ways in 2018, and allegations of misconduct were reported by Deadline Hollywood soon after. What the fuck, bro? They are killing my childhood, bro. But yeah, man. This was probably the fastest podcast we ever got through. And I'm sorry, man. But it's been a busy week. I'm definitely gonna come back in here next week and give you guys all of my energy, all of my time, and just make sure it's the best podcast ever. But I definitely have to get out of here, man. I love y'all so much, family. Thank you guys for listening, tuning in, kicking it with your uncle for just a little bit, even if it wasn't everything you guys wanted. Thank you for letting me come in here and speak to y'all and give y'all just some news, man. Just some opinions. Like always, man, wash your fucking face, brush your teeth, stay safe, and most importantly, man, stay dangerous. I love y'all.
Quit making jokes, yo. This is serious, alright?
Cold grits and candy yams.
I'm done, man. Why don't you just tell me what's on your mind, alright?
Thank you, baby.
Why don't you open your mouth and talk to me?
Talk to me.
Why don't you open your mind and talk to me?
Just talk to me.
Why don't you open your mind and talk to me?
Talk to me.
Why don't you open your mind and talk to me?
Yeah.
dangerous.
Denied.